این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
Date February 8, 1983. Subject: Importance of cohesion of the Air Force with Islam, divine favors in the victories of the nation of Iran. This nation that had nothing, as was empty-handed, managed to overcome these powers. Of those victories was the link up of your brothers with the nation. In those days, the nation would chant the slogan of brotherhood, and you accepted, and today you are engaged in a sacred struggle alongside your brothers. We must all know that the nation and all the military strata of the armed forces did this in order to implement the commandments of Allah and in order to get rid of Satan and evil, Taghut.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. And the subject of victory and its factors, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, with faith in God and the unity of expression, the combatant Iranian nation overwhelmed the great satanic power, which was supported by all other powers and served the hands of all superpowers from its homeland. Here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is referring to determining factors in the victory of Iran's revolution. Our great Imam Rahmatullah Alayh had three beliefs which made him decisive, courageous, and steadfast, namely faith in God, faith in people, and faith in himself. These three beliefs revealed themselves in the character, decisions, and actions of Imam Rahmatullah Alayh in the true sense of the word. Imam Rahmatullah Alayh spoke to people through his heart, and the people accepted his call with their heart and soul. Regarding faith in God, Imam Rahmatullah Alayh was the manifestation of this holy ayah from the Holy Book of Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alladhina qala lahumun nas innan nas qad jama'u lakum fakhshuhum fazadahum imanan wa qalu hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Those to whom the people said, surely men have gathered against you, therefore fear them. But these increased their faith, and they said, Allah is sufficient for us, and most excellent is the protector.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi,
sallallahu alayhi.
He acted, worked, and spoke for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he knew that if you help for the cause of Allah, he will help you. It is a divine promise, and that is definite and inviolable. Regarding faith in people, our dear Imam rahmatullah alayh knew the Iranian nation in the true sense of the word. Imam rahmatullah alayh believed that our nation enjoins deep religious faith and is intelligent and courageous, a nation that has the capacity to shine like the sun in different arenas, only if it has complete leaders. As for self-confidence, Imam Rahmatullah Alayh taught the people of Iran to be confident. Before instilling a sense of confidence into the people of Iran, Imam Rahmatullah Alayh first revived this sense of self-confidence in himself. He exhibited his faith in his capabilities in true sense of the word. Okay, dear listeners, thank you very much. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.